advertising, young old folks say. Though that's fresh, slightly soiled. Though that's barely even spoiled.
one can have no illusions. What with mirrors all over the place, though there's always somebody beside you. Further still from the touch of God's grace, I caught a glimpse of myself departing, and the sight is now burned in my mind. From the front, I may not be Adonis, but I'm blessed with a family behind. Under all this elastic, my ass looks fantastic. Why hadn't I noticed before? Well, my belly's already, my butt is born ready, although modesty mandates soft core. At the gym, one can make so much progress, and it's hard to assess day to day. And the truth is, by potters or sculptors, it all depends on the grade of the clay. To carry the metaphor further, I've got Play-Doh for arms and for gut, but I sit on the highest grade of marble, and what's more, it appears it's pre-cut. I focused my flexes on quads and on pecs, with little attention to glutes. Who knew my midsection was home to perfection? I'm blessed with a couple of beauts. Under all this acrylic, my ass is idyllic. Why hadn't I noticed before? If I just read their faces, those envious traces, when my tush follows me out the door. So now, when someone says, what an ass, I humbly say, thank you.
This isn't my finest hour. In fact, I'm barely holding on. The morning sun illuminates every place I went wrong. She wraps her love around me and whispers, it won't be long. I remember the power in your stride, the smile reaching your eyes. We'll bring them back alive. Mercy, kind of love I never know. She believes torn wings can be recalled. Natalie, Natalie, yeah. If she's frightened, I'll never know. She tucks it all away for now, strokes the fear and doubt till it concedes to go. She's blown what I need to hear, till I remember there's dreams to revive. So much love in my life, she knows we're gonna survive. And Natalie is pulling me from the sea I'm drowning in. Natalie is there for me till I can breathe on my own.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music dear to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Galveston and the world. This is the November 12th edition of After Hours Queer Read. No, it's not the 12th, it's the 19th.
Oh. You're a week behind. Jeez, and I thought I had a bad week.
Actually, you're not just told I'm a week behind. You're just usually tight. But the 19th of November edition of After Hours Queer Reading with Attitude.
Oh, my.
It's going to be a long night.
Yes, it is. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper, the stunned older co-producer of this show.
That's stunning.
Stunned?
Okay.
How are you stunned?
I didn't shoot him.
I'm Wes Laverne. I'm the other wheel on this train wreck.
I think what happened is Jimmy confused his taser with his vibrator.
At least he has one.
No, I don't.
It straightened out the short and curly.
I do not own the vibrator.
And therein lies the problem, folks.
So he lost his bob.
I
never owned one.
Why doesn't that surprise me? Why would you need one?
Yeah.
Your vibrators walk on two legs.
Well, it used to be.
Well, back in the olden days. Yeah.
Yeah, but you try inserting a AAA battery into them, and it's not going to be a happier sight.
Mm. No.
Some of them might like it.
We could tase them.
That's what the 9 volts are for.
All right. Well, it didn't take us long to get there tonight, folks.
Nope, not at all. So how was your week, Chris?
Yeah.
That good, huh?
Not as good as yours, but...
Oh, please.
What happened to him?
Well, nothing happened to him. It happened to his boys.
What happened to his boys?
Chase's car got stolen this week.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It was Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. We haven't exactly pinned down the time yet because I haven't had a chance to look at the security tapes.
From the apartment?
Yeah. Right out in the parking lot. I'm thinking it happened somewhere after midnight.
Oh, my God. Because I have a new apartment you're in.
Oh, wait, listen, I'm not done yet.
Last time somebody got killed.
There's more?
I'm not done yet. Just wait. Just
it's
wait.
It's only a three-hour show.
I know. You better hurry.
with your attitude. Anyway, I figure somewhere probably after midnight is when it happened. Because we have a neighbor that usually sits outside hanging around, you know, just kind of chilling with some friends and stuff like that.
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy. I've had several conversations with him.
And he's a midnight kind of guy.
Well, that's about what time he goes to bed,
yeah.
Which is the same time we usually go to bed. And
car thieves are usually up later.
Yeah, because at 7:30 when Chase got up to go to school and he walked outside, he came back in 3 minutes later and looked at me and said, "My car's missing."
And you said, uh-huh.
I said, "What?" And looked out the bedroom window because that's where the parking lot is. It's outside my bedroom window. And sure enough, there was no car there except for mine.
It took him 3 minutes to find out what took you 30 seconds?
Well, I think he was looking around trying to trying to see if maybe he parked
it. Misparked
it? Misparked it, yeah.
Misparked it?
Yeah.
I did that in Disney once. I've never done it in my apartment.
Misparked for now on.
Yeah. Well, we spent an hour on the phone with the police.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was how long it took us to finally get to somebody to take a full report and leave the report. And then
do that online now. Say they don't care.
For us to be able to take him to school and me get to work, which I was 45 minutes late for work because of all of this. And then Thursday, they found the car.
Where?
The apartment complex catty corner to us.
Oh, I don't think Chase parked there.
No. No, not considering that the door lock had been screwed out.
Ooh.
And they popped the steering column.
Oh, boy.
So.
Well, at least we know it's locked it. The insurance company will pay.
Yeah, it was definitely locked.
The apartment next door?
No, catty corner. Not next door, catty corner.
I understand what catty corner is.
He didn't have a lot of gas in the car.
Well, no. No, he had 3/4 of a tank of gas in the car. And it still had 3/4 of a tank of gas in the car when we got it back.
Well, that was nice, though.
Somebody just took the car to go across the street.
And take all the crap out of Chase's car.
Wait
a minute now. No, what was in the car?
Jumper cables. Probably one of his school books. I'm not sure what else was in there. Probably just miscellaneous stuff that was of no real value. Yeah.
CDs, drag.
No CDs. Yeah. All the drag was in the apartment.
Yeah. Oh, thank God. Wouldn't want to lose the important stuff.
Exactly.
Mm. He doesn't even have a CD player in the car.
As soon as I said that, I realized what type of car he had. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that was a fun 2 days on that. And then, of course, I had to take, because when we found out about it was too late for us to go and pick up the car on Thursday.
That's so strange. I wonder why they chose his.
I don't know. Who knows? But we went Friday morning and picked it up.
It's easy to get into it. They have an alarm system.
And here's the real kicker for you. Okay, the police found it. They had it towed over to an impound lot.
Mm-hmm. And you had to pay to get it out.
And we had to pay $285 to get it out.
Isn't that typical?
Oh, that's not right.
The city
that
of Houston.
That is not right.
Oh, no, but that's typical of the city of Houston.
No, not city of Houston. Harris County.
Oh, well.
Because I am 2 miles outside the city limits.
You go, girl.
Where I live at now is 2 miles outside the city limits. So, yeah.
What a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, that's better than my EJ story. Which they will be hearing, of course, tonight.
We'll be hearing it later, yes.
But I did promo that on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah. and of course, but beyond all that, there was some good news in there. We have a new fan of the show.
Oh, do we?
Yes. Bryce is our new fan.
Hey, Bryce.
Living out in Tomball.
Tomball, Texas.
He was surfing.
Do you know him, honey?
No, he's over 12. Oh.
Yeah, he was surfing his radio station last Saturday evening and heard us and stayed listening to us the rest of the show.
I'm sorry.
And and absolutely fell in love with the show and our banter and everything like that. So a hello to Bryce.
Hey, Bryce.
He told me he is listening in tonight. He loved the music choices at the beginning. So,
Which were?
That's
very
right.
Good.
Yeah, Leah Delaria. Love for Sale.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites. I like that one.
I know you do, and it's...
It's been a while since I played it, though.
It's not mine.
Not mine either.
Because I grew up listening to it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard the original Orioles doing it.
Yeah.
Then we had D.C. Anderson doing My Ass Looks Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Something I'll never be able to say.
He shouldn't be saying it either, but he's a nice guy. he's been here in the studio.
An overinflated view of himself, so to speak.
Well, you know, it's the song.
Oh, okay. It's...
And then, of course, then we had a new one that Jimmy brought in tonight.
Newish.
Newish. It's new to me. I've never seen it before.
Oh, Sugar Beach?
Yeah, Sugar Beach doing Natalie.
So. Yes. It's a women's group.
Of course.
Of course.
Pass the insulin. Pass the cookies and orange juice.
No, so, it's not long-haired. Long-haired women, white women with guitars.
That means it was just...
We Olivia is gone.
No. One of the guys out in the lobby was going, it sounds like I would go, whining lesbian with acoustic guitar? He goes, yes.
It wasn't.
What do they know? They're children out there.
Oh!
And they rarely listen.
Oh, my.
I don't know. That tall one didn't look like a kid to me.
I don't think she's talking about the archers.
I don't think I'm talking about the archers. I'm talking about the kids in the other room.
It was one of our regulars.
One of your kids. One of your kids, not one of my lovely guests.
Mm.
Who, by the way, came very much on time. They beat me here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
They were here at 11:45.
I know.
Wow.
I told you they were exuberant and excited.
Don't worry, we'll drain them out of them.
Yeah, I know. We can suck it out of
them. Okay, so...
They came in looking for you, too.
So, hey, what's going on in the community? Let's see. Who has something that starts in November?
I do. On Sunday.
Sunday.
November the 20th from 8 to 10:30 p.m.
That would be later on today, wouldn't it?
Yes. Over at the Brazos River Bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You can come out and join the candidates for Mr. And that would be Chap Torin and J.P. Gill.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. That'll be D.D. DeMarco. Mm-hmm. And Ms. And that'll be Felicia Wild, TGRA 2013. Wow, aren't we good ahead of ourselves, aren't there?
Yeah.
As they come together for the same cause to present the Four Corners Benefit Show.
All three of them.
There's four people.
Maybe one is very large.
There's two people in one position. That's what it is.
There's two candidates for Mr.
But it's three candidate positions.
Yeah.
That would be three corners. Even if four people are running, when they're all done, they'll still only be three positions.
Yep.
Now there's...
At any rate, the show...
You already have the bitch pin. You don't have to prove it.
Yep. I should have worn it tonight.
I know, right?
Around us, you don't have to.
The show benefits the TGRA Houston chapter and its beneficiaries of Assist Hers and the Colt 45s Houston. Texas Gay Radio Association is a 501c3 nonprofit charitable organization. So you all come out.
Speaking of candidates...
Uh-oh.
Would this be a good time?
This would be an excellent time. It is the news portion of the show.
Yes, it is. And you and I attended a function this evening at EJ's.
Yes, the Eresus Candidate Announcement and
That's right.
Show.
The Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star, which is a member of
Inc.
the International Court. Group.
Which is why I said Aretha, so you could do the rest of it. Okay. I never can do it that fast.
Oh, okay. The candidate announcement. And this year there is a candidate for emperor and a candidate for empress.
Yes.
And they are?
They are. The emperor is candidate number one.
Mm-hmm.
Sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Volk. And candidate number two for Empress is Vixen Winter.
Yes.
Hello. Those are the
it
only
used to be
candidates.
Vixen Devereaux, but yeah, she didn't like the initials.
I just thought about that when you said it.
So she just changed it to Winters.
Oh, well, that's better.
So now she's Miss VW.
But see, she needs to continue to tell that story then, because I assumed in the bar that when they came up with the new and different name, because he announced it wrong the first time, I thought maybe something she'd had a falling out with Lillian or something and changed it. And this is not a good thing.
No.
To have a falling out with the Empress and change her name. So that's a different explanation altogether.
Yeah.
Oops. She might want to be Vixen Devereaux. winter, and then nobody puts it together.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, hyphenated or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, those are the only two candidates running this year, so it will be a yes-no vote for each of them.
Voting is in January.
Didn't bring the card with
January 9th at George from 6 until 8.
8 or 9, I believe.
And then the 14th of January at the
MCC.
MCC.
Montrose
Community.
Voting's on a Monday?
Early voting is on an odd day of the week. Monday. Yes, it's not on a weekend.
Yeah.
But the regular voting is on Saturday. And that's going to be at MCT this year.
Mm-hmm.
So
401 Bernard.
Good luck to them. And
good
the
luck
Reese's.
To them. They will be here
next week
to fill in for the Emperor and Empress for the regular Orisa's spot.
Are Lillian and Scott winging off somewhere?
I don't know.
Week, or they just don't like us anymore?
No, they just want a night off, I guess. I don't know.
Their year's not up yet?
I know. Oh,
yeah.
That's okay.
They still got, like, what, 2 months left?
Yeah. They can't slough off now.
And we will be interviewing the candidates separately.
Yes.
As per protocol with the Reese's.
So next week they're not here as candidates. They're here as the Reese's members.
That's right.
The titles.
Filling in. Yes.
Okay. We'll just pour them in the slot and they can fill it in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Shall we continue on?
Please.
Sure, why not?
All righty then. Well, it's that time of year again. Come on out to the BRB on Friday, November 25th for the first holiday show of the year, or season, should I say, Winter Wonderland, the first Family of Montrose holiday show. It's going to be from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
What is this 10 p.m. thing? That's so late.
I'm trying to keep the old-timers out, obviously.
Well, it's working.
Okay.
Yep. Again, that's taking place over at the BRB, 2400 Brazos.
Mm-hmm.
Going to have the daddy of Montrose, Falcon. The mother of Montrose, Carrie Christopher. The boy of Montrose, Christopher Barr.
Ah, yeah.
And the girl of Montrose, Tracy Lords. They would like to invite everyone out to their holiday show to support the Thomas Street Clinic annual toy drive and PWA holiday charities. So often children go without a Christmas toy, and the people at Thomas Street Clinic try every year to make sure that family devastated... Boy, that didn't come out right. Try every year to make sure that every family devastated by AIDS still has a small bit of cheer each year. Plus, PWA Holiday Charities make sure that those in hospice has food, phone cards, and they provide a $100 check to the clients of the AIDS Trouble Fund through the quote 45s.
At least 100.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Right now, their funds are low, and your support will mean that people adults with AIDS will get a happier holiday this year.
Yeah.
We look forward to seeing everyone out and are sending out a special request to all past, present, and future title holders to come out and perform. After all, this is a title holder show.